Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, trust, in my opinion, is the keystone of the payments industry. And as consumers gravitate towards digital experiences, the question becomes, how can organizations build trust in a digital world? Now, much like trust in a physical world, digital trust has many factors that come into play. So to break down how organizations can build trust in a digital world, I have Brad Werskirchen, who is Count's Senior Vice President and General Manager, and Tim Sloan, who is Mercator Advisor Group's VP of Payments Innovation. So there's certainly a lot of data and insights to unpack on today's episode. So without any further delay, let's start the show.
So Brad and Tim, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, where we're going to be taking a deep dive into digital identity and fraud. And now if I want to start, I could start off here, I've got this really interesting data point. So fraud prevention and digital trust are becoming essential components for all businesses in their digital transformation journey. And the ability to deliver the desired level of customer experience in order to capture, retain, and upsell their customer base. But even so, 42% of businesses say that fraud slows their innovation and expansion into new digital channels and services, according to a recent Javelin study. Brad, I'm curious then, can businesses avoid slowing innovation and expansion that can result from digital fraud?
So, you know, fraud prevention, digital trust are more important than they've ever been. With COVID, the shift to e-commerce and digital interactions within consumers has been accelerated, you know, depending on who you listen to or read, 3 to 5 years in it. And overnight, online retailers were forced to put processes in place and business rules in place in order to combat fraud. And I think that's the 42% that you spoke of is the direct result of that. There is a lot of fear and trepidation. They didn't want to insert friction into their processes because conversion rates would drop. And as a direct result of that, revenues would drop. So we saw an influx of merchants at that point and retailers come to Count because they recognized that they could not only prevent fraud, they could use the data that's collected and created from the fraud prevention process to actually innovate and expand their businesses. Data really allows businesses to increase their revenue opportunities via customized cross-sells, upsells, sending end consumers down the appropriate funnel, depending on their experience with the online retailer, the retailer's experience with them. And it enables the retailer to really personalize and tailor an experience to the needs of the customers and far more. So though people were initially worried about injecting friction in their processes, I think what they're recognizing is that this is a unique opportunity to learn more about their consumers in real time and provide them with better services and thereby increase their revenues and improve their margins.
You know, Brad, I agree with all of that. It's interesting, some merchants didn't even have a very competent online presence anyways. And then when COVID came along, all of a sudden they had to build out and enable that online presence. And then start thinking about purchase ahead for pickup, which all of a sudden introduces new processes inside their organization, as well as new vectors for fraud. So they were hit by a range of new functions that had to be implemented. I'd say a large part of that percentage is all part of that rush to get these solutions into market. And it was great that Count was there to be able to help them.
I 100% agree with you on that, Tim. It was interesting to me as I spoke with some of the new customers and verticals that we hadn't historically seen because they were historically brick and mortar verticals. I would speak to people that were the head of risk and fraud for their companies, and they would say, you know, well, I'm used to just making sure that the stores have cams to keep people from shoplifting or employees from walking away with our merchandise. And now I'm over, you know, stopping online fraud, and I have no clue how to do it. So I think there was a lot of trepidation, but that was easily overcome once they recognized the vast amounts of data that they're able to collect and create as a result of these new fraud control efforts. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I certainly think that it's you're really hitting on a key aspect here, and it really is just the data aspect of it. You know, one of the things that I kind of often say on the podcast is that the payments ecosystem is really starting to come alive to the idea that the data is almost as important as the payment itself nowadays because of the digital innovation that can really be used to drive experiences for the end consumer. And I want to kind of get to some of the interesting news that at hand here. Obviously, there was certainly that announcement of the acquisition of Kount by Equifax here. And so your teams are really joining forces to bring together both a physical and digital identity. So I'm curious, Brad, how does this partnership benefit both Kount and Equifax and their business businesses and verticals that they serve?
Well, the acquisition actually expands the Equifax global footprint in digital identity and fraud solutions. And that helps businesses that they've historically worked with better engage with their customers online while combating fraud. The customer interactions now are being, as I said previously, driven to digital channels in record numbers. And everyone expects that accelerate to continue and perhaps even accelerate further. So as that digital migration accelerates, optimizing the consumer experience and managing online fraud has become one of our customers' top challenges. What we're able to do, because we're Kount, is help customers across vertical markets establish a strong identity trust behind every interaction that they have with their end consumers while simultaneously enabling new forms of online engagement with their current and prospective customers, helping them to be able to provide better services and more targeted offerings to the people in their loyalty programs, helping protect their account creation and account takeover, helping them identify more needs of their end consumers because we're able to provide back what we call data on demand after the fact with their transactions. And what happened with the purchase of Kount by Equifax is now we are able to take the proprietary data that Equifax has on Brad Wiskirchen as his physical identity, his home, where he lives, who lives in his household, what Brad's purchasing propensities are in the physical world or the brick and mortar world, and create a true picture of who Brad Wiskirchen is, whether he's a fraudster or not, but more importantly, probably to merchants, is what his purchasing propensities are, who he is, where he engages in commerce, and what he does. And if a merchant recognizes that now in the omni-channel, they're better able to serve consumers like Brad Wiskirchen. And we're also able now to support banks, fintechs, and insurance firms, and really companies of all types, because they're all learning rapidly that the digital environment demands that consumers have are the same as they are in the e-commerce environment. People want friction-free experiences. They want personalized offerings. They don't want spam about things that they don't care about or offerings that they don't care about. And they want to be able to engage in commerce in a trusted environment. And they want access. They don't want to be held up if they're attempting to buy something now and pay later. They want it to be a seamless experience. And the unique data assets that Kount and proprietary data assets that Kount has and the unique and proprietary data assets that Equifax has combined enable that. We're effectively able to provide real-time data to the merchant, to the end retailer, to the insurance company, to the fintech company at the right time in the right place to help them improve their customer experiences. So I've been obviously since with Kount since its inception, and I have never been more excited about the future of Kount than I am today because of this partnership.
You know, one of the things that struck me when the relationship was announced that it might be able to address the asymmetric distribution of data. That is, merchants know everything about the consumer that's coming into their website to shop. They know what the consumer is looking for and where they want it shipped to and what their card is. But they don't have access to the issuer side of it that says, is the account still valid? Is that card still valid? And you can take it the next step and say, the issuer has behavioral information about that individual, as does the merchant, but is it the same individual? You could find out by sharing some behavioral content. And I say that just in a general sense. And when I heard about your relationship with Equifax, I thought that's a beginning of being able to bring those two different asymmetric sources of data together to improve both sides of the equation. And it's going to be fun to see how that works.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, the end result of this, and it's and these are things that are going to be happening in the very near term as we integrate. We're 2 months in. But if you think about it, we're going to be able to provide truly actionable insights across every step of the interaction between the between you know account merchant or a partner that account has that may be an acquiring bank or a gateway or a PayFac, and give them actionable insights at every step of their interaction with the end consumer. And what that enables us to do because of the relationships that we have on the issuing side as well is improve a really material issue that most merchants have, if not all merchants have, which is optimizing their authorizations. So, you know, we're promoting financial inclusion by enabling transactions in the buy now, pay later space to occur without, you know, hard hits on somebody's credit report. We're lowering buy now, pay later / installments payment risk for merchants. We're lowering friction for clients and consumers alike. We're increasing conversion rates for the transactions, so which increases sales. We're increasing conversion rates, which increases sales. We're lowering the friction, and we're increasing the revenue for our clients and improving their margins. I mean, the data, plugging the right data in to the merchant or the payment processor or the issuer at the right time enables all those things. And now we have all the data that's necessary in order to complete that actionable insights, basically flywheel.
Very cool.
Yeah, one of the things I certainly want to touch upon, Brad, that you kind of brought up, and I really want to highlight it here, is kind of really that network effect. Because a merchant can sit there and certainly say, hey, you know, this particular person looks fine with me, but with Count and Equifax, you're able to kind of look across all of them and kind of go like, well, we're able to see this consumer's behavior across all these different kind of merchants and be able to say, okay, in a way, it kind of inoculates the entire network that you have, because it's, oh, okay, we can identify, no, this person is actually fraudulent. Therefore, if they try to commit these fraudulent activities to this merchant or this merchant or this merchant, those merchants are already well aware and kind of saying like, well, no, this is a fraudulent transaction. Feel free to reject it here. So I certainly think that's a very interesting component. But now as Count, an Equifax company, what is something that businesses and financial entities can immediately take advantage of to help fight fraud?
Well, one of the things businesses can do right away is to take advantage of this partnership is really to ensure that they have account takeover protection. Account takeovers post-COVID have seen a material uptick. And those occur when like a fraudster or a bot uses stolen or hacked credentials to gain access to a legitimate customer account. Those accounts are oftentimes tied to credit card numbers, customer data, or even loyalty points. And not only can this have a devastating impact on a customer account, but it can also cause material brand damage and permanently erode the trust of good consumers. So it's a very big problem. And Count and Equifax together are upping Count Control, which is our historical account creation, account takeover solution, with adaptive authentication. That's something that customers can immediately take advantage of. So our Count Control's adaptive authentication now takes an intelligent, multi-layered approach to protect against account takeover attacks, and it delivers frictionless customer login experiences. And this approach allows businesses to customize their passive authentication account login protection policies, and it enables them to choose from several multi-factor authentication options when a login activity needs to be challenged. So then businesses can use Count Control's reporting and data presentation layer to uncover the trends that can inform future policies and further improve customer experiences. So in addition to that, the customers that are using data on demand, which is where we feed back after a transaction an enormous amount of data about the end consumer all in compliance with all the necessary regulations and laws that have been promulgated surrounding data privacy, et cetera. But we feed back actionable, we feed back data that the merchant can then use to provide better services to that end consumer in the future, or if they're a loyalty program customer, make appropriate offerings up to that consumer. Now, merchants are able to take advantage of the vast amounts of data that Equifax has on the person in the physical environment, as I've mentioned before, the card present environment, and get deeper insights into the household. Like Brad Wiskirchen has two people that are adults in his household, one male, one female, there's two teenagers, things like that, which give deep insights to the end merchant. So that is available through Count, that Equifax data is now available through Count's data on demand, which really provides people with a complete insight into who the end consumer is. So those are the two things that, you know, you can, that can happen today. But lots more is going to happen in the next 60 days.
Yeah, I think merchants have really figured out account takeovers can really hurt them and hurt their customers, especially now that the bad guys have figured out that they can steal those reward points and other incentives and use them. Both the merchant and the consumer lose.
Absolutely. We've been in the rewards point space for a long time, protecting some of the biggest players in that space. And It's always been a ripe feeding ground for fraudsters, but it's been exacerbated as a result of COVID, as more and more people have moved their transactions and their interactions with their consumers online and have started to concentrate on those online loyalty programs. So it's a huge challenge for online retailers. And if you have the right data, you can not only protect against that, the theft of those points, but also optimize the use of those points by your consumers.
Yeah. And so, Brad, I think at the heart of today's conversation, we've been talking about digital identity. So I'd like to get from you, what makes up a digital identity and why is digital identity trust necessary?
Yeah, that's a great question. Interestingly, you're the first person to ever ask me that. It seems like a pretty obvious question. So, but a digital identity is really a digital collection of identity attributes. A digital identity may be really any information that a customer has volunteered to a company or an entity online. So customers build their digital identity at any point in their buying journey, including when they open an account, when they engage in a loyalty program, or when they make a purchase. And attributes may really be broken down into four categories. There's payment data, there's location data, there's digital identifier data, and then there's unique customer data. So digital identity trust is ideal and necessary for any business that participates in e-commerce or mobile commerce and wants to reduce losses from payments fraud and chargebacks. And I would argue, and also wants to optimize the consumer experience. So with the speed required for a good consumer experience, identity trust needs to be conducted in real time. And by real time, you know, at Count, we mean sub 200 milliseconds. Count's Identity Trust Global Network has the ability to analyze attributes against billions of customer interactions in milliseconds. Because our data is all proprietary and we're able to do so, we don't have to leverage third parties for that analysis. Signals are sourced from 32 billion digital interactions, 17 billion unique devices, and five billion annual transactions across 200 countries and territories. I mean, we see transactions in Antarctica every year, and in Vatican City, it seems somebody in Vatican City likes to play video games because that's where the transactions come from in Vatican City every year. And as more and more signals are collected and combined with Count's AI-driven analytic insights, and the AI is key there in order to make it happen in real time, they become more predictive, and they help prevent against digital fraud and protect against account takeovers in real time, again, all while enabling personalized customer experiences and enhancing revenue.
Yeah, excellent. I certainly think that all of that sounds very fantastic and certainly going to keep an eye out for, you know, as this this partnership between Count and Equifax continues to grow here. But Brad, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about digital identity and fraud prevention solutions. And I hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. And by the way, it looks like everything is an upside. for in this relationship. Congratulations.
Thank you. I couldn't be happier.